This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Yeah, I gotta keep dreaming, gotta keep going. Yeah, I gotta keep pushing, gotta keep breathing. Yeah, I gotta keep working. Yeah, at least for the moment, start with a million. And I want my mansion, so my family knows that. We are set for life, yeah, ain't nothing that's gonna take over. Shit, when they gonna take it, but I grab it, I'ma have it. I've been putting my habits, so I gotta do it, man, I gotta do math this. Cause I've been really putting, man, I want my status. Damn, they gonna see that I do this, they gonna see that I did this, though. Now they say, oh shit, I can't do the same, but you get it, bro. Cause I spend my time just working, but I spend my time just grinding. But I spend my time in the studio with these lyrics, just combining. Just fortune all these diamonds, cause I made it from far. And nobody believed it, but I showed them what I was.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. What always matters is who in the hell the listeners are. There is no doubt about that. Anyways, today is Monday, June the 17th of 2024, day 169th of the year, and only 197 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Rio, Big, USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, because that is what we do. No doubt is how we go about and do our thing. So don't worry about what the hell we have going on. So anyways, how was your weekend? How was Father's Day? Are you a father? Are you a daddy? Did you go ahead and have all kinds of fun in regards of what you're doing? I hope you did, because that's always going to be an important part, depending on what the heck you had going on yesterday. Were you able to do some stuff that you're proud about? Because that's always going to be portion of the creation as well. So don't worry about that particular portion. Anyway, so let's talk real quick, because I want to get into this. If you are hanging out today and going, I'm looking for the video and I can't find it, you're not going to find it. I'm just going to let you know. Traveling this week. So it makes it a little bit more difficult to pull the video out of the collage there, if one may say so. So there you go. That's what's going on. So no video if you're looking on our social media platforms, just in case, if that's what the looksy-ooksy's for. If you're not looking for it, then don't worry about it, because you're here on Radio Big, or you're on Safety FM, or you're on our different streamers, or you might even be on the podcast network. So that's all good. All good stuff, regardless of what you're looking at. So keep that in mind. Anyways, if you're new here, let's talk about this. Our show consists of safety in the news and safety. Just kind of what it's been, always been, and always will be. Just the way that it goes, so don't worry about that. We're going to take care of you over the next couple hours or so, really the next 3 hours. Hour number one is the only one where we'll be talking about safety and the news. Everything else becomes an entertainment format. That's hour two and three. Just in case if you're wondering what we do here. So we bring in some professional broadcasters. They talk a little bit. I talk a little bit. And then we kind of go through the whole gamut of stuff. Not damn it of stuff. Gamut of stuff. So listen, let me explain this to you. We would do this show exactly in the format that I wanted. But we can't, because we have the podcast. So because the podcast, we will not be able to play secular music. We can only play, what is it? Now, how do they interpret... royalty-free music because of how we're on two stations here. One of the stations, you know, doesn't allow us to play that stuff in the podcast. We have to have different rights to be able to do things along those lines. So just information purposes, I like to share because I think it's important for us to discuss all that information there. Also, some people are going, well, what happened on Friday? Well, Friday was apparently a disappearing act kind of day. Kind of one of those weird things that ended up coming up that couldn't make it. So I apologize, but don't worry. We'll try to take care of you today. That's for sure, because that's what we're yet to do. So anyways, with that being said, why don't we have this little tiny discussion real quick about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, the FAA levies a record fine, and investors swoop in to rescue Red Lobster. Yeah, you heard me right there. We'll talk about that as we get into the details. Also, Diddy gives back the key, and Theo James details a really shitty date that he once had. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. Also, Charles Barkley is ready to retire. And Austin Butler addresses Pirates rumors. Yeah, you heard me there. Pirates rumors. So there you go. Also, Prince Kate makes a brief return to her official duties, so don't worry about that. We'll talk about some of that stuff going on. And then, of course, hour two and three, we'll get into the discussions of Ushans of everything else that's going on inside of the world, because that's just kind of what we do. It's kind of what we do around here. Just don't worry about that. That's just kind of the way that it goes. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? We have some people that are waiting that are ready to talk about the things that are going on inside of the world of the news. So let's go ahead and do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. A goods train collided with a passenger train in Darjeeling in India, killing 8 people. Rebecca Bunden reports from Mumbai.
Authorities have confirmed that the train accident in West Bengal took place when a freight train that was travelling collided with a stationary passenger train, and that apparently has severely damaged 3 of the back coaches, resulting in these casualties. Rescue efforts are underway. Disaster response force teams have been dispatched. And the chief minister of West Bengal has expressed her shock over the incident. This comes after almost 300 people were killed and more than 1,000 injured in the eastern state of Odisha last year in a 3-train collision.
An Indian man accused of plotting to kill a Sikh separatist leader on US soil has been extradited to New York, according to reports. Nikhil Gupta was allegedly working with the Indian government to have a prominent Sikh leader assassinated, an accusation he and India deny. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
Reports say Nikhil Gupta, who was detained in the Czech Republic, is now being held at the Federal Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. He's being held after U.S. prosecutors charged him last year for plotting to kill Sikh separatist leader Gurpatwant Singh Pannu. The allegations sent shockwaves through the Indian government as U.S. prosecutors alleged that Gupta was working with top officials of India's intelligence services. India since then denied involvement and has lodged an investigation. Delhi has also faced allegations of transnational killings from Canada for being involved in the death of another Sikh separatist leader who was shot there last year. India has also denied these charges.
Singapore is working to clean up a major oil spill after a shipping accident. Oil has washed ashore after a dredging boat crashed into a fuel ship on Friday. Beijing's Coast Guard says a Philippine supply ship dangerously approached a Chinese vessel, resulting in a collision in the South China Sea. It's the latest encounter between the two sides, which have become more tense and frequent. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
This comes after, on Saturday, China's Coast Guard said that it's implemented these new rules that allows its Coast Guard to detain foreigners in the South China Sea. It says that foreign ships that illegally entered China's territorial waters and adjacent waters may be detained. And this also comes after the Philippines on Saturday submitted a legal filing to to the United Nations for its own maritime entitlement to an extended continental shelf in the disputed waters. The defense minister also says that they will be looking to take measures to protect the fishermen in the South China Sea.
For Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, a look at Vladimir Putin's offer of peace talks with Ukraine. The Russian leader said on Friday that he would be willing to negotiate with President Volodymyr Zelensky, but only under certain conditions. Military analyst and former Air Vice Marshal Sean Bell says the Russian leader's proposals are a non-starter.
All he's said is if Ukrainian forces withdraw out of those four occupied regions, they're occupied by Russia, and says that Ukraine won't join NATO, then of course he'll call a ceasefire. And you go, the aims of Putin's invasion were almost certainly to try and seize the Donbass region and try and stop the expansion of NATO. So what is he actually saying here? Putin has been trying to capitalize on this window of opportunity when the West's weapons weren't flowing to Ukraine, really struggling to make any significant breakthrough. Now that momentum is being lost, and all of a sudden it's looking a bit less rosy for Russia on the battlefields.
At the weekend summit in Switzerland, designed to breathe life into Ukraine's separate proposals for peace talks, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described the Kremlin's gambit as a non-starter. She said it was a recipe for future wars of aggression. Russia was not invited to the gathering in Switzerland over the weekend, and Chinese officials didn't show up. But the Ukrainians claim the weekend talks were a fresh show of support for their efforts to push back against Russian aggression. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, a goods train collided with a passenger train in Darjeeling in India, killing 8 people. An Indian man accused of plotting to kill a Sikh separatist leader on US soil has reportedly been extradited. Singapore's working to clean up a major oil spill after a shipping accident. And Beijing's Coast Guard says a Philippine supply ship dangerously approached a Chinese vessel, resulting in a collision in the South China Sea. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, we are still hanging and banging here on the Jay Allen in the Morning Show, also part of Radio Big, also part of Safety FM, also part of, well, the Rated R Safety Show. So we're still here. Don't worry about that. Let's get into the shit list because I think it is time to do that. So taking it from the very top, in July of 2021, a Texas woman made headlines when she got drunk on a flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Charlotte, North Carolina, and told the crew that she wanted out of the plane while she was trying to open the door to the cabin. The staff successfully subdued her and duct taped her, securing her to the seat, and taped her mouth shut after she spat on others. While law enforcement was on the tarmac when the plane landed to arrest the passenger, the New York Times says it's unclear if she ever was formally charged. Now the Federal Aviation Administration is suing her for $81,950, marking the most expensive fine ever levied by an organization to an unruly passenger. broken down. The amount includes $45,000 for violent behavior, $27,950 for trying to open the door while in flight, and $9,000 for interfering with official staff duties. By the way, it sounds like there are fewer stories about nutty passengers. That's because there are official complaints that have dropped from a high 6,000 in 2021 to a relatively normal of 2,075 last year. Year to date, we have 885 such incidents reported. This is according to the New York Times. So let's go back a little bit because I want to talk about that. So, against one passenger, and I mean, listen, I'm not trying to justify anything. $81,950 is what the airline is going after. And let's make some assumptions here. If they're flying, okay, so a Texas woman she was drunk on a flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Charlotte. This sounds very American Airlines-y. I mean, I'm just saying based on locations. Not that I'm right on any of it, just a little FYI action. But man, it makes you kind of think, what are they thinking? $81,950, and I would really like to know more. Like, was she arrested? Because that's going to be a crucial incident about the whole thing here. Because if she was not arrested, okay, I can understand on where you're coming after this. But man, that's a lot of dough. I mean, in unruly, and I mean, I've heard some different sides of this story. Where she says that she was having a mental lapse and was not really truly aware of what she was doing, which I mean, justifiably, it sounds like that. But man, this is getting weird, 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 no doubt about that.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this. An English man recently settled his divorce after his wife called things off when she found his old text messages soliciting prostitutes on the family iMac computer. Now that man is suing Apple for £5 million because the text messages he deleted his iPhone weren't also removed from the family computer. In particular, the suit alleges that Apple Messenger software doesn't explicitly state that deleting a message in one spot won't totally nuke it from the existence for good. The man, who is not coming forward with his name or specific location, is looking to create a class lawsuit against the tech giant. Worth noting, Apple does have settings in place to prevent messages from appearing in multiple places, but it's not set up by default. This is according to PC Magazine. Also worth noting, it isn't common knowledge, but at this point, that anything on the internet is forever. I mean, you have to think about this. I mean, I guess you don't have to think about it, but you really probably should give it some consideration. If it's online, it's probably not going anywhere. And listen, I understand that people are going to be like, well, I thought if I deleted it here, deleted it everywhere. It doesn't work that way. I mean, it does with some, but not all. And it's not 100% consistent. So I don't know why there would be an assumption of this. And also, I mean, I don't know. I guess you're trying to dump money in all industries. I'm just saying, just asking the question. So anyways, let's continue talking. Red Lobster has at least one prominent investor interested in diving into to save the troubled seafood chain. Wesley Edens. Yeah, might sound familiar. He's the co-owner of the Milwaukee Bucks. Bloomberg reports that Edens' firm, Fortress Investment Group, is the prime candidate to bring the Lob out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The group specializes in rescuing distressed businesses. Fun fact, Red Lobster reportedly buys 1 in 5 of all North American lobster tails and 16% of rock lobsters globally. This is according to the New York Post. So let's talk about this, because if you did not hear about this, but around Mother's Day, Red Lobster the following day closed several locations and didn't let their staff members know. The staff members showed up and were kind of surprised to find out that they were no longer employed or the locations were non-existent. So with that being said, well, there's some problems arising there, of course, because now they're filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So they're trying to salvage what they have left. So they are going to probably need a pretty large investor to be able to save what they have going on. But you have to take some of these unlimited seafood things off your menu to see if you're going to be successful. I mean, they used to do it during certain times of the year. But if you have this open on a consistent basis, you're probably going to run into an issue here where people are not going to be like, hey, you know, this is the greatest idea in the world because it's going to hit your margins and your profit. Just kind of the way that it goes. I mean, don't get me wrong. Food, I remember earlier talking about this in my lifetime, how it has the markup of 300%. So when you think about that and give that consideration, that's a lot of markup for food. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there going forward and going on next. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff with graduation season in full swing. Here's a story with closure more than four decades in the making. A woman from central Wisconsin, Nadine Mosinski, lost her high school class ring in 1980, a year after she graduated. She says that she and her sister took multiple trips to the lakefront beach where she lost it in the weeks that followed. Just a few weeks ago, a family stumbled upon that very beach and went... Just a few weeks ago, a family stumbled upon it on the very beach it went missing 44 years later. After grabbing it, Kyle Ramusen took to Facebook, hoping to reunite the ring with the owner. And, of course, the daughter stumbled upon the luck here and coordinated the return. I mean, and when I say the daughter, I probably should probably say Nadine's daughter. The whole project was simplified with Nadine's name still engraved into it, into the metal. This is according to WAOW. So there you go. Happy endings for everybody. It sounds like it. So there you go. Anyways, 48-year-old Brooklyn native Ari Nagel welcomed his 165th child last Wednesday, nicknamed the Sperminator. Nigel is known for spreading his seed to one or two aspiring moms a week, sometimes through clinics and other times through in-person non-sexual meetings. I would like to understand that one. In addition to the 165, there are 10 women currently pregnant by him in the U.S., Canada, Asia, Africa, and Europe, meaning they will have about 75 kids by the end of the year. Of those, Nigel said that there are only about 34 of the offspring who he has not yet met. He spent Father's Day in the Bronx Zoo with a gaggle of his mom and kids and their moms. Holy monkeys, 165. Yeah, I think the Sperminator sounds about accurate when you kind of give that some world there.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Some crazy times there. Anyways, let's talk about this. Deadliest Catch deckhand Nick Mavar has died. He passed away on Thursday at a hospital in Alaska after suffering a medical emergency, according to local authorities. Nick was was aboard the FV Northwestern. He was 59 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Some stuff going on there. Why is this news? Should I talk about this? Let's talk about it. Former Patriots coach Bill Belichick is dating former competitive cheerleader Jordan Hudson. Belichick is 72, and Hudson is 24. The new relationship comes after Belichick split from longtime girlfriend Linda Holiday last September. They were together for more than a decade. So there you go. Some interesting stuff going on there, no doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened in the box office. Going 10 to 1, 1 to 10. Let's start off with 10 to 1. That sounds better. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Rings, re-released $632,000. At number 9, Strangers, Chapter 1, $760,000. At number 8, The Fall Guy, $1.5 million. At number 7, Furiosa, A Mad Max Saga, $2.4 million. If made $3.4 million at number 6. At number 5, The Watchers with $3.6 million. At number 4, Garfield the Movie with $5 million. At number 3, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes with $5.2 million. At number 2, Bad Boys, Ride or Die, $33 million. And killing it at the box office was Inside Out 2 with $155 million. So there you go. That's a lot of That's a lot of moolah to talk about. Anyways, let's talk about some numbers from Friday. The Dow lost 57 points to close at, 38,589 on Friday. The S&P lost about 2 points to close at 5,431, and the NASDAQ gained about 21 points to close at 17,688. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel, and Brent crude was at, $80 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.44. And what else on Friday? And Bitcoin was mostly flat over the weekend, trading in at just 66,400. There was more than 3,940 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, with about 143 such cancellations. Also, Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $61 million jackpot or $29.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $44 million jackpot or a $21.2 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there you go. Do it, do it, do it. Anyways, a couple things real quick. Take a listen to this. Billie Eilish is the third artist to surpass 100 million monthly listens on Spotify at the age of 22. She is the youngest to have ever reached the milestone. The Weeknd takes the top spot with 107 monthly listeners, followed by Taylor Swift with 102 million. For the record, both The Weeknd and Swift have more than doubled the song on the music streaming platform than Eilish. So there you go. What else do we have here? Let's do these two. Despite canceling This Is Me live tour, Jennifer Lopez will still get $2.5 million from the $10 million signing bonus, according to a new policy from Live Nation. Even if the tour gets canceled due to the poor ticket sales, the artist still will receive a 25% guarantee. Insiders of News Nation say that J-Lo won't be keeping the cash. However, but we'll use it to pay off vendors, dancers, etc., who were all part of the tour. Any remaining amounts will be put into escrow until next time. This is according to News Nation. Also, Sean Combs, returned the key to the city of New York City after Mayor Eric Adams asked him to do so. In the letter to the disgraced media mogul, Adams' office detailed how deeply disturbed he was with the footage showing Combs assaulting then-girlfriend Cassie. In a log kept by the city and the key of the city recipients, Combs' name is still listed, though a note has been added explaining the key was rescinded due to actions of domestic and gender-based violence. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. Some stuff to think about, that is for sure, as we are talking. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's do this. No, let's do it. No, seriously. Seriously, let's do it.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Main story time, and, we have to talk about these things. We have to talk about the things that happen inside of the world. We have to talk about the things that happen from time to time. We have to talk about the things that, we love inside of our workplace. That, things happen and things change. And listen, I want to explain this. I want to talk about a lot of the stuff that I would love to discuss. But man, life sometimes is really difficult to explain some of the stuff that happens sometimes. I would love to say that it's easy, but it's not. But let's do something today. Let's take some passages out of some of my favorite books, and we'll bring this one out of Simple Revolutionary Acts by Todd Conklin, which I haven't spoken about in a while. But look for people who do their jobs extremely well and celebrate, duplicate, and explore what it is that makes them different. I'm going to read this directly out of here, and then we'll talk about it real quick. It is extremely revolutionary to duplicate success. We, as the workplace society, are problem solvers. The way that we do our work is to look for a problem, identify some of the potential solutions, and test some of the potential solutions to see which ones work best. One of the best gathered, once we have gathered the information, we solve the problem. This is the classic problem-solving model. Francis Bacon called scientific method. We have grown very comfortable with problem-solving methods. In doing so, we have lost the ability to search for little moments of success, little pockets of good. We must rekindle our ability to identify good work or good workers. Once we have identified these people, we must observe them and ask them the details of how they do the quality work that they do. Now, I want you to think about that real quick. If you have this book, that is on page 52 of the book. And keep in mind, this is not a very big book by any means. It's a kind of a smaller book. But think about this real quick. Think about some of the stuff that we're talking about. Think about if we were able to duplicate success, how that would change everything. Duplicating success. Because aren't we constantly looking for things to change inside of our environment, but we don't really have a true way to discuss it? We don't really say to people what we're looking for. Now, we might say some things of be more like X, but that's not really what we're looking for. We're looking for our work to be successful. We're looking for our people to be safe, but we don't know how to word it. And I really think that this book in particular, the Simple Revolutionary Acts book, Ideas to Revitalize Yourself and Your Workplace by Todd Conklin. It is his first book, just in case. You'll see the elements of HOP in there. You'll see the elements of when you're taking a look at it, about some of the things that should happen inside of your workplace. And it's amazing to me that he does sit here and quote Francis Bacon about the scientific method. Because when you look at it, that is really what we're looking for. We're looking for this method of science to bring to our workplace. And it's about doing stuff that makes sense. It's about observing. It's about looking at how well others do the job. Now, we can sit here all day and talk about black line, blue line, but this is really a focus on the blue line. You know, black line, the work imagined, blue line, the work performed, just in case if you're not familiar with it. Because listen, the black line, we always envision that things are going to be done in a certain way, path, or form. But also at the same time, too, we have to look at it and go, how do we make everything work? Now, imagine the people that are great, that are excellent at what they do. If they were able to share a little more, give a little more in regards of what they're doing with other people in your organization, how different would things be then? Like, seriously, give that some consideration for a moment. Because we've gotten to a point where it's not that we're stagnant, but we do some really odd things inside of the workplace on how we're moving forward with stuff. Like, seriously, how would you change the environment? How would you make things better if you could? Maybe that is the thing that we should be thinking about today.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer. 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Just gonna take over. She know what they're gonna take it, but I grab it. I'm a habit. I'm a good of my habits. So I gotta do it, man. I tell them the math is. Cause I've been really good, man. I want my status. They're gonna see that I do this. They're gonna see that I did this, though. Now they say, oh shit, I can't do the same when you did it, bro. Cause I spend my time just working. But I spend my time just grinding. But I spend my time in the studio with these lyrics. Just combining. Just
nothing. They told me I was a kid. They never will complete it, never do just all these things. But they don't even know me, they don't know what I can bring. It's thunder out the sky, I'm electric.
Okay, here we are, still hanging out on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, doing all the fun stuff we get to do. It is 45 minutes past the top of the hour. Doing our thing. Yeah. Yeah, this right here, God Mode. This one's called Action. You can give it a little stream or emer action. YouTube Music. Apple Music. Little Spotify action as well. What do you think there? Some good stuff going on, no doubt about that. We'd like to thank God Mode for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Take a listen to this part. Oh yeah, some good stuff always going on around here. No doubt, oh, my friend, though. So there you go. Let's get into the move and groove of what the hell we have going on. No doubt about that. Once again, thanks to God Mode for allowing us to play this. Because, you know, we want to play everything we can. No doubt about that, man. No doubt about it. Anyway, so let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm going to tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at True Right Love on Her Arms. So, no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And True Right Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's True Right Love on Her Arms. And so once you go there, you get to that website, go all the way to the right-hand side, click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, information will be readily available about addiction, suicide, depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders, grief support, self-injury, just to name a few. That's the find out information right there. Once you get there, I'm going to tell you, you can go down if you just want to start texting away. There's some text crisis information right there. Christ text line. All you have to do is go to once you get there, type TWLOHA to 741741 if you are in the U.S. or Canada. If you are in the U.K., you can text the word shout to 85258. If you're in Ireland, text the word home to 50808. That's 50808. And the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, you can call or text 988. If you need one for the Trans Lifeline, that's 877-565-8860. That's a phone call. If you need one for the Trevor Project, 866-488-7386. Listen, all crucial information right there as we are talking. So to find out more, TWLOHA.com, that's To Write Love on Her Arms. So information purposes for you right there. Let's get into some other stuff as we are talking and hanging out. There is no doubt about that. Check a cheeky invention for you. I got this. If it only took hundreds of years, but someone claims that they have invented a comfortable bicycle seat, Australian engineer Robin McCann came up with the VazRider. Yeah, it's the world's first Axis bicycle seat. And what now? Yeah, that's of course the question. It's an innovation of design. Bicycling saddle features two sides that move independently when you pedal, distributing the load more evenly and comfortably as you ride. That's right. Half of the seat is on one cheek and the other one as you pedal. McCann says that the flaw of the common bicycle seat is obviously that no amount of cushioning can compensate about the inherent pain points of the human body. He claims that his design results in a pain-free ride. After two-year process of working with an engineering firm, he says that the VazRider split seat bicycle saddle is ready to offer users the most comfortable bike ride of their lives. So there you go. And no ifs and buts or sore butts about it. Pain-free. This guy obviously has knees that are much better shape than mine. I mean, just some stuff to think about as we are talking. Because for you to say that you have a pain-free thing in regard for your buttocks It makes it kind of interesting, no doubt about it. And I mean, I will tell you, if you go looking online, it is available. The seat's there. It looks very interesting. I would just like to have a better understanding on how it works. But yeah, I would imagine you have kind of a weird line going down the middle, but I guess you kind of have a weird line going down the middle already.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, let's talk about some plain rude stuff real quick. When traveling on an airplane, there are some behaviors that definitely are unacceptable, such as cutting your toenails, and others are up for debate, but such as reclining the seat, perhaps in the effort of settling the debate of some of these. The polling site YouGov recently asked about what airplane behaviors are considered okay and which ones are simply rude. And here are the results. The absolute worst thing that you can do aboard a plane is let your kids play on the aisle. That's 86% say that this is unacceptable. The other 14% are probably parents who let their kids play in the aisle. Let's see, 82% said that it's unacceptable to get drunk, also unaffordable. 74% said that it's considered unacceptable to use both armrests when someone is sitting next to you. 65% feel that it's unacceptable to exit the plane before those in the row in front of you. 72% said it's perfectly acceptable to wake up in the seat and the seatmate to use the bathroom, definitely better than the alternative. 51% feel that it's acceptable to switch seats with another passenger. And if you believe it, 52% said it's okay to put small items like a purse or a jacket in the overhead compartment on a full flight. I've seen the guy airing his shorts underneath the air, you know, the airflow vent after nothing phases me. I mean, that's just kind of the deal breaker there. And what common behavior aboard a plane do you find objectionable? I mean, that's something to think about. Anyways, somebody who doesn't talk about that stuff and doesn't have to worry about it, let's talk to some John Smalls for him to tell us about the Motivation
Minute. Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Kyle. Carlos Castaneda said, "The trick is in what one emphasizes. We either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same." I love that. Think about how true this is. You can spend time worrying about something, or you can spend the same amount of time and energy working on a solution. Now, I have always strived to be a solution guy. I've been in the middle of a catastrophe, and I just kept smiling as I put out fires. It was only after the event that I realized things were not going very well. Instead of dwelling on it, though, I started finding ways to fix the little problems so they didn't become big problems. I think that makes a bunch of sense, and it can and will change the entire outcome.
Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Do you sometimes feel that your life is out of control? That God is conspicuously absent? That you've been left alone to figure things out for yourself? You may be assured, God has not abandoned you, even if it seems He has. Experience has shown me that His great faithfulness is best seen in retrospect. It is only as we look back over our lives that we realize God was ever present, ever faithful. Lord Jesus, forgive us for the times we doubt your trustworthiness. In the heat of the moment, we're tempted to look at our circumstances rather than your promises. Your holy name we pray. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh yes, let's take a look at some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2018, the world electric speed record is broken by Jaguar with a battery-powered boat. For the Jaguar Vector V20E, the previous world record for an electric speedboat was set in 2008 that stood 76.8 miles per hour, but Jaguar blew it out of the water with an average of 88.6. So there you go. That happened back in 2018. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about that. KJ Apa turns 27. Amari Cooper, 30. Kendrick Lamar, 37. Jody Whittaker turns 42. Venus Williams turns 44. Will Fort turns 54. I can't even say 54. Dan Jensen, 59. Deanna Murphy and Aaron Murphy, yeah, from Bewitched fame, they both turned 60 today. They played the Twins, just in case. Greg Kinnear plays turned 61. Barry Manilow, 81. And Newt Gingrich turns 81 as well. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's World Tessellation Day, World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. National Take Your Cat to Work Day. Let's see, National Stewart's Root Beer Day, Global Garbage Man Day, National Apple Strudel Day, and National Eat Your Vegetables Day. They had to make a day for that. Like, that was like a thing, like a deal breaker. Sounds like it. Anyway, so there you go. That's going to pretty much end our time close to each other, you know, because that's what it is. We're 56 minutes into this thing. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm exclusively if you want to come and hang out over there. Let me give you a random joke real quick. At home, they treat me like a god. I'm generally ignored until someone wants something. Yep. Isn't that funny how that works? What else? What else do we have? If you need a random joke, it's at home. They treat me. Oh, no, I already said that. If you need a phone starter for that for today, try this. What to you is worth standing in line for? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey asks, "What do you wish you had never been invented? What had never been invented?" This was the number one answer. What do you think it is? It's actually karaoke. I'm very disappointed in that. That's for sure. Anyway, so there you go. So listen, if you're going to be in New Mexico in September, we'd love to see you the 10th through the 12th. We'll be hanging out in Ghetto Santa Fe, New Mexico, doing the Conklin Conference number 3. We'd love to see you there. If you're interested in finding out more information, safetyfm.io for some more info. That's safetyfm.io for some more info about what the hell's going on over there. We'll be talking about the world of human and organizational performance for those 3 days while we're there. So we'd love to see you there in good old Santa Fe. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you. So there you go. There's some things to think about for sure. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. And that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.